We are doing the Miri Seder HaKabbalah, and the Miri had pointed out that there were no prophets like Moshe, nor would there ever again be a prophet of Moshe's caliber. And maybe you'll find it difficult, that which our sages taught us, that the verse says, Velokam Naviot bi Israel, no prophet arose in Israel like Moshe. So Chazal said in Israel none arose like Moshe. Aval bumot olam kam, but among the nations there has arisen a prophet like Moshe, Umanu, and who is that? Bilam. So that you might find that difficult. Vulam hatoz necha ushma mimeni biur ze hainyan. But listen up, says the Miri, let me explain to you what the idea here is. Even though technically I've already explained it in other works of mine, but let me explain it here. Vehu, and that is as follows. For you already know from the different works of our sages, that someone who from the onset of his creation is whole in his intellectual powers, even though maybe his imagination, his koach hamidame, is not whole, his nature, being that he has the mental capacity, his nature will cause him to be a wise man. If he will only deal with knowledge, understanding, learning, the ways of learning, if he only invests his efforts in that, he will become a chacham. But that doesn't give him any introduction to prophecy. But let's say he has the exact opposite situation. Ritzoni lomar yoto shalem meikarei Yetzirato behachanat koach hamdame, meaning from creation, he was created, he was whole with his strength of imagination, his capacity to see things. Ime yoto bilti shalem behachanat koach hasichli, even though in his mind he might not be complete intellectually, but he has a different part of his soul that is whole, and that is the soul that sees visions. And Oshe Yeshalem Gambezo la Shalosh Limatsmo Belimud, or take another case where he's whole with that part of the soul that sees visions, and he also has potential to be whole in wisdom, but he never invested the time to gain that wisdom. Hu Yekoho Bekesim, so that person has the potential for prophecy, but he can't realize that potential if he doesn't strengthen his intellectual capacity. So then his strengths will come to play in sorcery, uvachalomot tzotkim, and in having correct dreams, uvanachat animusim, and with setting all kinds of, I don't know how to translate nimusim, maybe nimusim, you might say setting up different, what? Yeah, but I think here he means more like in Hebrew you have the word pulchan. I don't know how you say it in English. Different ways of behavior. Umafli bepitoron chalomot, and he might be extraordinary in his capacity to decipher dreams. Im humina yodim afal pisheino shalem, if he is among those that know, even though he's not whole. Vumikata kosmin minviyah shekel. This is where you find the sorcerers and false prophets. These are people that have great talent, great capacity to have vision, but they don't have great intellect. And then they use their visions just to see things in an improper way. Vim lo lamad, and if he didn't learn, so then yekocho banagat mediniyot, his strength might be in politics, because he has vision, but he doesn't necessarily have intellect. Uchsheyesh alem ikar yetzirato b'shnei elu hakochot. But if he is whole in both these strengths, the intellect and the vision, וישלים נפשו מכל מיני השלמות, and then he works to fill in the gaps, to perfect his soul. So then, אם יגיעו הרצון האלוקי להיות שפע אלוקי שופע על המדמה ועל השכלי, if God's will, so to speak, gives him, grants him, be it in his strength of vision, his strength of intellect, then yitnabe, he will have prophecy. Meaning you have people who can be potential prophets. They have great strength and intellect, great strength and vision, but they never get the gift. God never grants them prophecy. The Meiri says, if a person has the potential and then is granted the gift, then he will have prophecy. Vuhu mikat nevi'ah emet, and he's from the group of true prophets. Uvilam. So now, getting back to Bilam, haya kocho amdame chazak meod. His capacity for vision was very great. Vilo haya kocho hasichli shebo chazak kol kach, but his intellect wasn't so strong. Ve'usha shibchu hakatov. Ve'usha shibchu hakatuv. Bechozek hakoach haechad. And that's why the pasuk strength stresses his one strength. Vekarauto, and the pasuk calls him shetu ma'ain. Klomar patuach ha'ain. He who has an eye that's wide open. Ve'nigzar mimenu l'shon ma'shamru zal ad she'yishtom ve'yistom. Meaning that he had the capacity to open wide and seal. So Chazal taught us that that Bilam had great vision. That was his strength in vision. But that doesn't mean his strength was in intellect, and therefore his strength wasn't in prophecy like Moshe Rabbeinu. And we'll have to pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.